Maida to play a few songs for us.
Thank you, Chris.
First thing I want to know is, what are the little zippers?
Well, I'll take this one.
Okay.
I like to tell people that big things come in little packages. Actually, they're the backup band. We play a lot as a two-piece band. And when we have the four-piece band, the background guys, they're the little zippers.
They're the little zippers. Yeah. Okay.
Usually a drummer and a bass player, usually. So they would be the zippers. So it'd be Lucia, Levi, and the little zippers. And then sometimes the owners will make a mistake and it'd be Levi and the Little Zippers. She should get top billing.
And the actual website is thelittlezippers.com.
What would you say the style of music that you guys do?
It's eclectic. It's a blues, rock, reggae.
Rock, reggae, blues, jazz, that kind of thing. A mixture.
You two write the songs that we'll be hearing?
Yes.
Tell me how that writing process works for you guys.
Well, normally she'll write the lyrics and I'll create the music, but I'll create something that feels good to me. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I'll bring it to her, and then she'll mess it up. I mean, she'll put some lyrics. She'll put some lyrics to it.
He's a really talented musician, and I'm kind of along for the ride and do the lyrics because I think I've.
And I totally agree with. I mean, no. She's very talented.
He taught me everything he knows, which took about 2 days.
You guys, I can tell you guys have been doing this a while, haven't you?
Yeah, a long time.
You guys have a certain rapport, right?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I still like them.
You still like them?
That's what, 28 years?
I'm saying nothing.
We're live at EXT Local 518. Lucia and Levi are here. You guys are based in Schenectady, but also Florence, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Tell me how that works.
It's a strange story because we met in L.A. and we met in a place. It was a bass player originally from Syracuse, and the bar was called Bobby Perry after his name. But he was a bass player because he was playing bass. He was playing in my band, and he introduced me to Lucia. Because Lucia was doing a karaoke thing in his bar, which actually was not his bar. It was owned by a guy named Bruce Lee, who became popular when Bruce Lee died. And he owned the bar, and he didn't want anybody to think it was a takeout place. So he called it Bobby Perry, after a bass player who we later met years later.
25 years later, he came to a gig when we were playing up in Skaneateles Falls.
Right.
And we hadn't seen him in 25 years. He had moved back to the area. It was a full circle kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we met in L.A. And then we traveled all across the country with
multiple bands.
Five-piece bands, four-piece bands. And then we started playing with a duo. And then we did cruise ships from the West Coast, and we came out to the East Coast. And then we decided to move from L.A., Las Cruces, New Mexico, then to Florence. And the reason why we moved to Florence is it's like, you know, you go on the 20, and my family is from that area also. It made sense. And
it's also a convenient location if you're touring a lot. It's halfway between New York and Florida.
So you can get pretty much anywhere if you're heading out on tour.
Yep. We've been pretty much regional East Coast for about 10 years, but many times back and forth across the country.
We're live at EXT Local 518. Lucia and Levi are here. We're going to have you guys play a couple of songs. You don't have the little zippers with you playing bass and drums for us, but you have some rather cool loops. You do the music, so did you do these beats?
Yeah, I did.
Tell me about the creation of what's going to play with you.
If it sounds good to me, I'll put it down. You know, I'll put the bass part or the drum loop down, and then we'll perform it out live. And the people dance to it, or if it feels good to the audience, then we'll keep that particular tune. So the tunes you will hear, we've been performing those tunes for about, what?
Oh, boy. 2002, probably. But we have a couple projects, and the first one came out in 97.
You do some pretty fancy guitar playing. You want to tell me where you learned all that?
Well, my grandmother used to have us playing on boxes when I was maybe four. And she was originally from South Carolina, but she went to Brooklyn. So she would have my brother, myself, my sister, and a cousin. And we would be the Beatles, and we'd play in boxes. And she'd take us around from apartment to apartment, and she would collect tips. And we would sing the Beatles tunes. So when we got enough money, I got a real guitar. I got one of those Weston Auto guitars, the kind, you know. And me and my brother were playing guitar together. We played in groups together, and we competed against each other.
So you've been playing a long time. So.
Playing a long time.
Yeah.
Playing a long time. And, you know, back then, though, you had artists like Jimi Hendrix and Santana and all these artists. They were great guitarists, and so you had to play those tunes. And I was playing those tunes at a young age, you know. So the grandson of Chauncey Brown played with us as kids. And Chauncey Brown, well, I don't know if he originally wrote Sweet Georgia Brown, but he said he did. And he was a professional guitarist. We would all, you know, copy stuff as little kids, you know, little things, guitar chords, jazz things, and little licks. And we traded off together, you know, trade licks, play. And now I was the youngest, though.
How old were you then? Do you remember?
When I first started playing?
Yeah.
I must have been about 7.
Wow.
When I first started playing guitar. I would play with them for about 5 minutes because I was a little guy. So they would make me leave. Go, leave, you know. Cause, but I would sneak and look and peek and then as they were playing. And then eventually they would let me play with them. Me and Lucia met in 87 and we stopped playing. And she was mainly a vocalist. Then she started playing piano. And then she started, I guess, in Kansas, she picked up harmonica and she started playing harmonica at the gigs and she got
an endorsement
with
Lee Oscar.
Lee Oscar.
A harmonica player.
He used to play with War.
Lowrider.
She got an endorsement and she became really good.
We're live at EXT with Lucia and Levi. You want to play a couple songs? How about starting with this one, Pretty Baby? Do you want to say anything about Pretty Baby?
Okay. It's just blues. It's a kind of an up tempo blues, laid back and fun.
Yeah, cool.
2, 3, 4.
Pretty baby, I'm Lucia with Lucia and Levi from Schenectady, New York. This is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
1, 2, 3, 4.
shaggin' sugar mama. Shaggin' sugar mama.
So we're live at EXT Local 518. Lucia and Levi here with me. Shag-a-Lagin is the name of that tune.
Yeah, that's right. That's another one. Since we spend a lot of time in South Carolina, one of the popular dance styles there is called the shag. So we were down there. We thought, well, shouldn't we write something for these people to dance to since we're in the area so much? So that sort of was the idea behind creating that song, Shag-a-Lagin.
It definitely seems like it'd be fun to dance to.
Oh, it is. We get people dancing to that.
Yeah, that's great.
And Lucia's a great dancer.
Hey. Yeah, I like to dance. We incorporate that into our routines on the stage and stuff.
I've got two left feet, so you don't want me part of that.
I'm kind of connected to the older style body blues artists like Sophie Tucker, and then Bette Midler came along and she recreated some of that kind of stuff. I like Etta James, and I like the intimacy of a cabaret. I like to interact with the crowd. I have a good time with that kind of, that's my favorite genre, really.
You guys play out a lot.
A lot.
Folks maybe can find out more about you guys at that littlezippers.com website.
The littlezippers.com has our schedule up there along with a bunch of other crazy pictures. And
you have some videos and stuff up there?
Sure, there's video, and they can also YouTube us.
I appreciate that you guys took the time to come visit with us and play a couple of songs. This has been wonderful to meet you guys. And
he put
and
up with fun. Our shenanigans pretty good, didn't he?
There were nice shenanigans. I like it.
Thank
you guys
you.
Come back and have some more shenanigans anytime.
Thank you, Chris.
This last one, Rasta Baby, you got something to say about it? Or
again, Lucia wrote the lyrics. We spent a lot of time in the Caribbean as musicians, so I think she was influenced by that. It's a pretty funky tune. I like it. It's danceable.
There's a lot of reggae influence there. And on my keyboard, I have steel drums. So in a live situation, that'll enhance it.
Live at EXT, it's Lucia and Levi. Check them out.
One, two, three, four. Bye-bye. Basta, baby, bye.
This is Lucia with Lucia and Levi.
This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.
Melding ska, reggae, jazz, and world music, the New Paltz band The Big Takeover are poised to live up to their name.